Lachie Neal back to his very, very best. I just wonder how much that back's been hampering him in the lead up to the season and during the early stages, but he was brilliant on the weekend. He joins us. Go, Lock.
Go, Gaz. Tim, thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you, mate. 38, back in getting your hands dirty again. I mean, I know you're not looking for an excuse because you're not that sort of person. We know that. But every player that, you know, has got different issues to deal with and we all don't know about them. So it must have been a bit frustrating to have to deal with a little niggle early in the piece.
Yeah, it has been a frustrating start, but I think that sort of sums up our season as well to date, apart from the weekend. And it probably flows on from my game as well. To be honest, probably wasn't able to compartmentalise the issue as well as I have with other issues in the past. And to be brutally honest, let it affect my mindset and probably my psyche throughout the week, and then wasn't able to deliver on the weekend. And it's a small sample size, but I thought I was able to do that through the week, last week a lot better, and go out and play my role on the weekend. So step in the right direction, but I've got to back it up now and keep going with it.
How debilitating has it been, Lockie?
Debilitating enough that I haven't been able to train anywhere near as much as I would like. And then on game day, I've felt pretty good. I've obviously had some help medically to be able to get through some games. But once I put my hand up and once I'm out there, I don't feel that sort of stuff. And I've had issues in the past and been able to work through them a lot better than what I have the first few weeks. So there's no excuse. I just haven't performed.
And just, I don't want to harp on this, but are you over it now? I mean, do we read into your performance at the weekend that you're getting better again or not?
Yeah, I'm getting better every week, definitely. In terms of pain, and last week I was able to through training basically for the first time in a while. So, I've still got some recovery to go, I suppose you call it, but I'm feeling a lot better than a few weeks ago. So I think I'm over the hump, but as I said, that's one game, which is a small sample size. So I've got to back it up against Carlton and beyond this week. And that doesn't mean that I have to go out and get 38 possessions every week, but I've just got to play my role and play with intent and a bit more enthusiasm and passion as well. So that's what I'll be looking to do this weekend.
Did it feel more like the Brisbane Lions of 2020 yesterday, on the weekend, rather?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, absolutely it did. We were back to playing a lot more selfless as well as a team, and that's just little things like chasing and pressuring when we've probably not been doing it. Giving those first gives, just little things like that that we probably haven't been as sharp as in the first 4 weeks. And I thought it really showed in our game and our ball movement, and our energy out there was a lot higher than what it has been in the first month.
Joe Danaher, very good at the weekend, finished with 25 disposals and 2 goals, moved further up the ground. Is this still sort of a wait and see as to how you position him and Hipwood, and a work in progress, do you think, Lockie?
Yeah, they're still gelling and figuring each other's games out and where they best fit in our forward structure. But I think they've done a pretty good job. Our supply from our defenders and especially midfielders hasn't been great for them. So it's been hard for them to figure it out with the way the ball's been coming in, and it hasn't been coming in enough. So, they're still figuring it out. But I thought the game on the weekend really sort of emphasise Joe's talent and what he can bring to this footy club. So, it was great to see him against his former side. It was a really good day for him.
Hey, Lockie, you won the Brownlow medal last year, and I just wonder, with all that and the attention that goes with it, and then maybe the way you feel about your own game, is there a tendency to want to go out and play like a Brownlow medalist the year after you win the Brownlow medal? Is that something that has been there on your mind as well?
Not really, to be honest. No, I don't think about too much of that stuff leading into games or into a season. I think that other guys might feel a little bit of pressure about that, but being up in Brisbane, I don't really hear about what I achieved last year too much, and I've got great people around me that keep me really grounded and focused on the task at hand. So, that doesn't really enter my mind at all.
You don't put extra pressure on yourself?
I put extra pressure on myself to perform and play my role, absolutely, but not because of what I've achieved in the past. It's a new season and it's irrelevant. So for me, I put pressure on myself to not let my teammates and coaching staff down more than any of that stuff.
With the reigning Brownlow medalist Lachie Neale, who just he blitzed them on the weekend with 38 against the Bombers. You had Mark O'Connor in round two. You're dealing with the issues that you've spoken about already, but he did a good job, so I know you'd give him credit there. Did anyone go to you clearly? Well, if they did, they didn't stick too close to you on the weekend.
not early. I think even Ben Rutten said it in post game. They put a first-year player to me, maybe late in the third quarter or something, just to give him a bit of experience, just around stoppage and whatnot. But it wasn't really a hard tag at all. So Archie Perkins, it was kid with a lot of talent. So I had a brief chat to him after the game, and he said it was a good learning experience for him as well.
Ah, fantastic. Hey, we always say with our audience, Lock, that they're the smartest sports audience in the world. And someone's suggesting here off our temper text machine that Daniel McStay's just so critically important for this footy club, and to get him back in with Darcy Gardner is it's a nice when you get all those players who perhaps the rest of the footy world look at and go, oh, yeah, they're okay, but they maybe mean more to the those on the inside.
Yeah, definitely. Dan's super critical for our structure and our forward line leadership as well. He sets up the guys really well. He's got a great understanding of the game and what needs to be done with that forward line. So he's a crucial piece to our puzzle. And Tom Fullerton was in for the first few weeks, and it was great to see him get a run. And he's got a lot of talent. He's going to put on size and strength and be a great player for us for a long time. So he was the one that unfortunately came out for Dan. But having him back was super important for our forward line, absolutely.
And have you had a look at the Blues yet? I know you're a bit of a footy nerd and a bit of a footy nut. You like to follow the games pretty closely. Did you take a look at them at the weekend or not? I know you would have been playing at that time that they were playing on Saturday night, but have you sat down and had a look at them yet?
I've watched a couple of their games earlier, but yeah, as you said, I think their game was on at exactly the same time as us, so I haven't seen too much of the weekend's game, but they can be really dangerous. I actually went to Marvel when we were stuck in Victoria and watched them against my old team, Fremantle, and they were really impressive that day. They had it going there at Marvel. So, I've watched a bit of them, and, yeah, they can be really dangerous when they're on. So we've got to prepare for their best, and they play Marvel really well too. And last time we played them there, they got us in 2019.
Hey, Lock, before we let you go, the AFLW girls got it done, delivered the Premiership Cup. That must have been a fantastic feeling for the whole footy club, and I hope you steer clear of their Mad Monday celebrations today.
Yeah, I know. I'll need to steer well clear of them. they'll be running the town the next couple of weeks. So it was great to see them get a win. It's fantastic for our club, as you said, and even our VFL team had a really good win as well. So it was a great weekend for the footy club, and the men's side now, we've just got to back it up and keep going. But yeah, it was great for the girls to get over the line. I know they've lost two grand finals, I think it was, previously, so third time lucky for them.
Fantastic. Hey, you're great to our program. Every time we call you, you're keen to jump on and have a chat, and we love having a chat with you. So well done on the weekend, and good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Lachie Neale there for Keyser, struggling with back pain, as Lachie was. We should have seen. Maybe he went to Keyser, got himself sorted out. They're opening Mornington and Ocean Grove. Hopefully they've got somewhere up in Queensland you can get to. If not, they will expand very shortly. What's your thoughts on how should we handle this when you got a Brownlow medalist like Lachie Neale, for instance? Got a stress fracture in his back. Can't train. Needs, a jab to get playing. Should clubs be more forthcoming? Because then when you're making your we can only assess what we see. So Lachie, was struggling, so he would have got criticised, and there'd be probably 20% of players who are playing in really compromised at the moment. And if they have a bad day because of it, then they'll get hammered, and that's what won't happen.
What if it's not a back injury? What if it's a rib injury?
A buckled rib?
Yeah. What if he's playing with a buckled rib?
He wouldn't be able to play with a buckled rib.
What if it is?
No chance.
What if it is?
He'd be struggling to breathe, let alone play. what I mean? So who had an ordinary... I don't know who. So you can pick anyone had an ordinary game on the weekend. Sam Doggy, he wasn't ordinary, but he had a couple of moments. What if he... I don't know. What if he's playing with a cracked shoulder? Should we know that?
I don't think we need to know that, do we? It's up to the football. If the football club wants to protect their player and they're getting criticised because of their form, it's up for up to them.
I think that's fair.
To explain it, is
and
it
the
not?
Player. And if the player went in and
if
said,
he wants to say, yeah, look.
Listen, I'm getting hammered. I'm playing compromise to do you a favour, but I'm getting hammered as a result of it.
Yeah.
You need to put something out.
Yeah, come out and defend me in some way.
But and then if you do and you say you've got a broken shoulder, then he's going to make life very hard for himself.
I have been criticised for that question about the Brownlow. I'm interested to ask that question about somebody that wins a Brownlow, whether or not they feel the extra pressure
course,
to go out the following year and actually play like a Brownlow
medalist.
It's
a legitimate question, Tim. It's 100% legitimate. Well, who's having a go here?
Greg's having a crack at me out there for asking that question. Says right up there with the worst question you've ever asked.
Oh, Greg. Greg. Give me a ring.
You've ruined your track record there.